The nation's casinos, hotels, and bingo halls support Seneca Finances and a good portion of non-native people because there are 4,000 employees and not all are Indian. There is supposed to be money for some local governments from the casinos, but that's tied up in a fight with Albany. With the casinos closed, a very high percentage of Seneca Gaming Corporation revenues have stopped, and that means this is one of the last months when many Nation members will get a full annuity check. Nation President Ricky Armstrong delivered the bad news in a message to Senecas.
We made the difficult but necessary decision to reduce annuity payments to $500. The reduction will go into effect beginning in July and remain in place through the end of our fiscal year in September. The annuity reduction applies to minors as well, with $250 being distributed and $250 being placed in the Miners Trust Fund.
Seneca elders and the disabled won't see their checks drop. The annuity cut means the checks which go out in July will drop from $708 to that $500. Besides that, many of those workers who lost their paychecks when casinos were closed were Senecas. The nation has received some cash from Washington in the CARES Act aimed at easing the effects of the virus. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.